This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I don't know what you consider certain in your life. There's some of you that have political values, their core values in your life, and you say, I'm certain about this. Man, I'd stake my life on this political view. Some of you have values and core values about money. You have core values about family issues. And you say, I stand on this issue and I stand on this belief. But today I want to give you four things right out of Hebrews. They're not my words. They're right from the Lord himself about four certainties of life. Let's bring up the first one. Death is certain. I don't say that to be doom and gloom, to be maudlin, for you to be depressed when you leave here today. Let me tell you this, you will enjoy life more when you know death is certain. You'll be a better husband when you know death is certain. You'll be a better wife when you know that death is certain. There's something about a man or woman coming to the realization that death is certain that changes the way I live. It changes the way you talk. It changes the way you do anything, any business in life, because death is certain. Some of you remember Carl Sagan. He was an astronomer, scientist, that died about, I think, 10 years ago. I want you to listen to what Carl Sagan said, and this was in an article in Parade magazine. Four times I have looked death in the face. And four times death has averted his gaze and let me pass. Eventually, of course, death will claim me, as he does each of us. It's only a question of when and how. Now listen to this. He says, I would love to believe that when I die, I will live again. That some thinking, feeling, remembering part of me will continue. But as much as I want to believe that, and despite the traditions, the cultural traditions that assert an afterlife, I know nothing to suggest that it's more than wishful thinking. Isn't that sad? This scientist named Carl Sagan said, I know I'm going to die, but there's part of me that wants to live on, but I know it's just wishful thinking. I want to tell you something, and I don't mean to be melodramatic. When Carl Sagan died, he discovered a whole new reality about life after death. I believe he discovered there is life after death. And I don't know what he went through. I don't know the relationship with his God, but I just know that there was instant realization that there's more to life than just this life, the moment he died. Why? Death is certain, but the next statement is judgment is certain. What does that mean? Judgment is certain. The Bible says that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, can I explain that to you in technical detail? No, I don't totally understand that. I do believe it, that I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, but I do understand this, that you and I either stand before him as our judge, or we stand in front of him as our Savior, our advocate. I'd rather have Jesus as my advocate, pleading my case, than standing before him just simply as my judge. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of what we've done in this life. And let me tell you why people fear judgment. Most people say this, well, the reason people fear judgment is they fear hell. I don't believe that. I don't believe that people are afraid of hell. People don't even talk about hell anymore. Preachers don't talk about hell anymore. People fear accountability. You notice that nobody wants to be held accountable for anything? We write clauses into contracts so we're not held accountable for if the deal goes south. We do not want to be held accountable for what we do. We don't want to be held accountable for what we say. And nobody wants to be accountable in our culture today. And I think that's the greatest fear of judgment, is the fear of accountability. That someday we just might have to give an account.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.